All right, so today let's talk about masking.
Ooh.
Masking.
I know, right?
For some
Kind of
people,
like,
it's kind of like that step you got to get through
yeah.
to get to the good stuff.
It's not the most exciting.
Exactly. But you know what's interesting? The material we're looking at today actually suggests that masking can tell you a lot about a photographer.
Yeah.
Not just like how well they can use Photoshop or whatever, but how they see an image.
Yeah, their process.
Exactly. What they want to do with it.
It's like, you know how you can tell the difference between a chef who just follows a recipe
Oh, yeah.
versus someone who really gets each ingredient
Oh, that's such a good analogy.
and how they all work together?
Yeah, and I guess it's knowing when to use the right technique, right? Like sometimes a simple adjustment layer does the same thing as a mask,
Yeah.
and a good editor knows which one to use.
Exactly. It's about efficiency and making those strategic choices.
Yeah, and speaking of which, this workshop is called Integrated and Smarter Masking 2.
That's a good name.
I know, right? And it's run by BW Vision,
Oh, yeah.
who focus on black and white fine art and architectural photography.
So they're taking this seriously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They have this really cool concept they call holistic masking.
Okay, so what is this holistic masking thing? Is it like thinking about the mask as part of the whole picture, not just this technical step?
Yeah. It's not just about the mechanics of making the mask,
Right.
it's how it fits into your artistic vision for the whole image.
Oh, I see.
So every decision you make in your editing is affected by the mask.
Makes sense. And you know what else I found interesting? Sometimes the best way to mask is to not mask at all.
Really?
If there's an easier way to edit, they say do that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, this workshop actually teaches you to make those smart choices.
It's recognizing when you're maybe overcomplicating things
Yeah.
and going for the most direct route.
And you know what that tells me? That tells me that you're a confident editor.
I agree.
Someone who's not afraid to just keep it simple when it works.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things about this workshop is that it's not all theory. You actually get to process images along with the instructor.
Oh, wow. So it's hands-on.
Yeah, exactly. They're using landscapes,
Yeah.
architecture.
Perfect for visual learners.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But even more important than that, they don't just throw you into Photoshop and say, go mask.
Right.
They actually make you analyze the image before you even touch a masking tool. So it's like figuring out your game plan
Exactly.
before you choose your weapons.
You got to know what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
What do you want to stand out? What do you want to downplay? Where do you want the viewer to look?
That's so interesting. And, you know, the outline mentioned some pretty cool masking techniques with names like sectional multi-channel masking
Whoa.
and iterative mask and mask fine-tuning. I'm not even going to try to explain those right now, but they sound pretty
Sure, they
interesting.
got my attention.
Yeah. But what I thought was really neat is that they combine those manual techniques with Adobe's AI tools.
Oh, so you get the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Human control and D, the speed of AI.
That's powerful.
And get this, they even show you how to deal with halos. Yeah,
Halos.
you know those annoying fringes you sometimes get around masked areas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any editor will tell you those are a pain.
For sure.
But here's something I bet you didn't expect.
What's that?
Sometimes they say an image just isn't good for masking.
Wait, really?
Like you might spend hours masking something that should have been reshot.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And the workshop teaches you how to spot those situations so you don't waste your time.
Oh, wow, that's so valuable.
Sometimes the best edit is just going back and getting a better photo.
I never thought about it like that.
So it sounds like we're not just learning about masking techniques, we're
No.
learning how to be better photographers.
It's about refining your eye and making smarter choices in the field.
Exactly.
E.
So you're not just fixing problems in post-processing.
Right.
Wow. This is really making me think about masking in a whole new way.
Me too.
It's not just pushing pixels around in Photoshop.
It's about making conscious choices that support your vision.
Exactly. All right, I am officially intrigued. Let's dig into some of these techniques and see how they can help us level up our masking game.
Sounds good to me. So let's break down some of those techniques you mentioned.
Okay.
You were curious about sectional multi-channel masking, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Sounds complicated.
Well, it's actually a pretty clever way to make a big task more manageable.
Okay.
Instead of trying to do the whole image at once,
Right.
you break it down into sections
I see.
based on things like color or texture or even just the light and shadow.
Yeah, so it's like you're using the image's own data to guide the mask.
That's a good way to put it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's where that pre-masking analysis comes in. You got
Right.
to really understand the image first.
The light, the shadows, the textures to
Yeah.
make the right masking choices.
It's like being a detective or something.
Yeah, looking for clues.
Exactly. Okay, so what about that other one? The iterative mask-in-mask fine-tuning.
Oh, yeah, that
That
one.
one sounded scary.
It sounds intimidating, but it's actually pretty elegant.
Okay.
It's all about building the mask gradually.
Oh, so step by step.
Yeah, layer by layer, each one refining the one before it.
So you're not trying to get it perfect on the first try.
Nope.
More like sculpting.
Exactly. I like that. And remember, you're not doing all this manually. The workshop shows you how to use Adobe's AI tools to speed things up.
It's one of the things I really liked about it. It's not like you have to choose between manual control and AI.
Right.
You use them both.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds.
The AI helps you make a starting point, and then you use your own skills to refine it.
Yeah, to make it really perfect.
I'm starting to see that masking isn't just a technical thing.
It's not.
It's about making creative choices that support your vision for the image.
But that's exactly what this workshop is about, helping photographers understand that masking can really take their work to the next level.
Okay, I'm convinced. But I gotta admit, I'm still thinking about that whole sometimes the best way to mask is to not mask at all thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You said the workshop teaches you how to recognize those situations.
It does. They tell you to look at your image and ask yourself some questions before you even start masking.
Like what?
Well, like, what's the main focus of this photo? What do I want to emphasize or hide? Are there distractions that need to be toned down? Oh, I see.
Once you know what you want to achieve,
Yeah.
you can decide if masking is the right way to do it.
So it's about being deliberate and not just jumping into masking because it's the first thing you think of.
Exactly. Sometimes you might realize that you can get the same effect with a simple adjustment layer or a
Right.
filter or
Yeah.
even just cropping the picture differently.
So basically, it's teaching you to be a more efficient editor.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. And that frees up your time and energy to focus on the creative side.
Where the magic happens.
Okay. I'm on board. This isn't just about learning a Photoshop trick, it's about understanding your images better
Yeah.
and making better choices to achieve your vision.
Exactly. And that understanding will make you a better photographer. You'll
Really?
start to see the world differently,
Wow.
anticipating those editing challenges.
Even as you're taking the picture.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So, what's the one big takeaway for our listeners? So, it seems like a lot of this comes down to making those, the smart choices.
Like knowing when to mask, when not to, and even when to reshoot.
It's about that big picture thinking,
Yeah.
not just following instructions, but really learning how to problem solve.
And that's what I think our listeners can really take away from this.
Yeah.
It's more than just Photoshop skills. It's about
Is
understanding photography better.
the more you get how light works and composition and capturing a good image to begin with,
Yeah.
the better you'll be at editing.
Because it all ties together.
It
So
does.
here's something for everyone listening to think about.
Okay.
As you go back to your own editing, what's one area where masking could make a big difference for you?
Maybe it's finally getting those tricky selections,
Oh, yeah.
like hair or flowers.
Or what about those seamless transitions in landscapes?
That's a good one.
Or hey, maybe it's finally getting rid of those halos.
Those are the
I know,
worst.
right? But whatever it is, think back to what we talked about today.
Yeah, analyze your image, plan your approach.
And don't be afraid to experiment.
Exactly. Find what works for you.
And most importantly, have fun.
Right.
Because when you understand masking, it opens up so many creative possibilities.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.